Hello everyone, welcome again to the In the Know call. Been a while, actually a couple of weeks since we talked, so we have a lot to cover with you. A lot of good stuff has been happening over the last couple of weeks that we definitely want to share with you. Joined again today by my cohort, Sammy Shoup from marketing. Sammy, say hello.
Hello guys.
So we'll jump right into this again. For you new people who may be joining us for the first time, this call, the In the Know call, intent is for us to just cover common questions, issues that support is getting that we think you in the field are getting. Make sure we give you the information that you need to answer any questions coming from your team. Just make sure we're all on the same page and make sure the information is spread amongst the world. So we're going to jump in. I'm going to go through, actually, I think I'll have Sammy just jump in with some marketing updates. Then I will talk about some site updates that happened over the last couple of weeks, some of the major bugs that got fixed. And we'll take it from there. I think in my mind, Sammy, the biggest thing, let's talk about how is the Give Your Two Cents drive happening?
Yeah, it's going well. So just in case anybody doesn't know what the 2 cent promotion is, right now our founder and CVO, Cody Bateman, has offered to allow our referral partners to send out his book, The Power of Human Connection, for only 2 cents plus shipping for the entire month of November. This is an incredible business building tool that all of our referral partners can use. Can prospect with, can, you know, let people know a little bit more about sending out cards, because the book is really about the importance of reaching out to people and letting them know how important they are and focusing on your relationships, your business relationships, your personal relationships. So really take advantage of this opportunity until the end of November. It's a big deal to be able to send this book within U.S., it's usually for less than $10, and that's including shipping. I mean, that's the whole kit and caboodle. So really, really take this opportunity to utilize that tool and send it out and help people get the word out about what Send Out Cards is and how important, you know, the job we're doing and the work we're doing is. Just in general, in business, in personal life, everything, what we're doing right now is an important work that people need to know about. So make sure you take advantage of that, take advantage of that promotion and really get that book sent out as many times as you can and use it to your advantage.
So again, this is going to be available for 2 cents going through the end of November?
End of November.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's for all subscribing users. So you need to be on a subscription in order to get the 2 cent cost.
What about people who are still on point subscription? Even they can send them?
Yep.
Okay. Anybody on a subscription?
Anybody on a subscription, excuse me guys, I can send them out. So yeah, you've got a few more weeks to do that. So make sure you take advantage of that, that opportunity. Something you may have noticed in yesterday's stock update for our point users, we've been continuing a discount on our cards for all of our point users since the new launch of our website. So since April 9th, we have allowed everybody to stay that's using points to continue sending cards for only 3 points or postcards for 2 points, you know, different things like that. We've allowed these cheaper prices to keep going, and that those end at the end of the year, starting in January. The discount for your cards will end. So, for example, a 3-panel card, it starting in January, will start costing 5 points. Same with a 2-panel card. A big card would be 5 points, not including the upcharge after that. So just make sure that you're letting your teams know that this is coming to an end for subscription users. All that this does is really get us into alignment with our new subscription plans, with our new pricing structure. So this is something we've needed to do, but we felt very strongly about allowing there to be enough time for the transition to happen and the new price structure to take place. So make sure you're letting your teams know, some of your old customers, your older users that have been around for a while that maybe have, you know, that maybe have a lot of points and things stacked up, or even some of your users that are still on point subscriptions. We just want to make note that it is a perfect time. You can get off of your point subscription at any time, and your current points and expense that you have won't go anywhere. So if you if you just switch to a new plan today and you have 500 points and, you know, $100 in expense, that is all going to still be yours. It's just that you won't continue accruing points each month. You would switch over to our new plans. So, you know, make sure that you know that. You're letting your team members, customers, referral partners know that. Because we don't want people to be afraid that, you know, if they get off of a point subscription, they're going to lose their points. They don't lose their points. Points can still be used. Everything that is in your account is your account. But we highly encourage everybody to start trying out these new subscriptions because, you know, it's the better route. You don't have to deal with points and expense anymore. And it would just make it easier down the road for you, you know, when those do go away. So make sure you check out the SOC update. There's also a gradings newsletter that will be going out to all referral partners and customers today that makes note of the discount ending January 1st. So we're reaching out to let everybody know about this change, but we just want all of our referral partners to really start, you know, letting their team members know about it as well, just because we don't want to catch anybody off guard. That's definitely not something we like to do.
And guys, remember, we're in the holiday season, so what better time to start using those points and expense? You know, send somebody a card, send somebody a gift, a very nice gift.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use them up. Let's get you on one of the new subscriptions.
Yeah, and use up those, you know, send as many cards as you can while we have the cheaper discount available for you. Send out as many cards as you can for only 3 points because, you know, when January comes, it'll cost 5 instead of 3. So I highly recommend just getting out as many cards as you can for that discounted rate while you have it. We've already told you guys about our holiday checklist. So our holiday checklist is live. It's available through the Resource Center. So make sure you check that out. Again, share that with your team members. It's a really good tool, a really good scheduler to have to actually tell people what they should do in order to get ready for their holiday cards. So that's a really good flat page that you guys can utilize that's available through the Resource Center. Along with that, we have our Send Out Community. It's a new card collection found in the card catalog. In the Send Out Community, for example, there is a holiday checklist card that referral partners can choose. You can send it to your entire downline. It goes through our holiday checklist, lets everybody know the big things to look out for, and it just gives them a resource. So there's a holiday checklist card. We're going to be uploading cards about our pricing structure, our subscription offers. We are going to upload a card about the discount ending in January 1st. There's already cards there that are for welcome to the team, come and attend the next Relationship Marketing Summit, motivational, congratulations on rank advancing. There's already a ton of cards in there, but just know that we're going to continue adding things over the next, you know, probably over the next while, that you can also use as tools to help you and your business get some notifications out, get some communication going between you and your downlines. And what a better way to do that than through the cards, you know, through the cards that you promote all the time. So make sure you go and check out that in the card catalog. It's just in the collection tiles that are, it's kind of the first section that you come across in the card catalog. So make sure you check that out. Let's see, what else we got going on here? We've got a lot going.
Let's talk about the Elite packages for a moment.
Yeah, we debuted our Elite packages. Our Elite packages are great for holiday season. Our Elite packages are based upon scheduled card sends, and they give you full access to our campaign store. All of the campaigns are found within our campaign store, which is huge. We've got, I think, over 20 different categories that different cards come from. And even within those categories, there are different niches that are specific to businesses and different topics even within those business categories. So go check that out, and you get all of that access with the Elite packages. So it's a really big deal.
And just a side note on that, too, for access to all the campaigns, when people who have purchased the Elite packages first go to open up one of the purchase campaigns, they'll notice that the price is still showing for those campaigns as if they need to purchase it. All they have to do is just click on buy. It'll take you to the order screen. On the order screen, you'll see that their price is zeroed out, so it is actually free, despite the number being listed.
And so once you get to checkout, you'll see that there's no cost. The reason why we did that, just so everybody is aware, so that when you are in your count, if you are with a prospect and you're showing them what campaigns are available, things like that, we didn't want to X out the prices so that you couldn't show them if you needed to during a presentation. So we went ahead and just take care of that during the checkout screen for everybody that has one of the Elite packages. So just in case you get any of your members that are a little confused on that, that's the way that works. We did just get done with our leadership retreat in Park City. We had a ton of referral partners join us for 3 days of business building, networking, and fun. Basically, it was
a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. We got a lot done. We got a lot of input from our leaders and things that we needed to find out. We learned a lot from one another and listening to each other's different struggles or different wins, and it was a really good weekend. So if anybody ever has the chance, you know, to get to a leadership retreat, next year's leadership retreat, it's a big deal. You learn a lot, you come away with a lot, and it was just a really great event. So I encourage anybody that can next year, get there. Get there, you know, make sure you're there because you don't want to be one of the people that miss out. The other thing that I'll say as far as marketing goes is make sure you guys are following us on Instagram, Facebook, mostly those two, Facebook and Instagram. We are posting holiday videos and inspirational quotes, but mostly holiday stuff for the next 2 months. We really want you guys to utilize the videos and some of the promotional tools that we're sending out there. And you can share them directly from our fan page, Instagram. You can get ideas, card creating ideas. We're letting people know when there's new gifts available, different things like that. But make sure that you follow the Send Out Cards fan page or the Instagram Send Out Cards official Instagram feed. It's a really, really awesome way to spark some creativity, spark some ideas for maybe other people you can reach out to during this time. And we just highly encourage everybody to follow Send Out Cards, make sure that you know what's going on, because that way during the holiday season, you can help your prospects or your current customers and referral partners with ideas or with items to help them get through the holiday season. Again, it's just all about making sure that you have the tools that you need to help your customers and team members get through the holiday season with the least amount of stress possible. And then we have our last last Relationship Marketing Summit of the year. Coming up in just 3.5 weeks in Vancouver, Canada. So, yeah, if you know anybody in the area, if you want to get in one last you know, one last awesome send-up cards event before the end of the year. November 30th is your day to do that. So we are coming up on 2019, crazy enough, and now's the time to, you know, get to that last event before the year's over.
Cool.
I think that's it from us, but I guess, you know, you never know. We'll see.
Well,
jump in.
It's quite a bit.
If I think of anything as you're talking.
Okay. Well, that was a lot of good useful information. I'm going to jump in. Let's talk about some site updates that have happened, and then we'll go into some major bugs that have been fixed. First and foremost, about a week ago, we added Slack cards to the mobile apps, so to the iOS and to the Droid app. So that's a big win. Many people have been asking for that for a long time. You may notice right now, as you go into the mobile apps, that the app does default to the flat cards. We are going to change that back to defaulting back to the two panel cards. I did put out a message last week stating that that change had already been made. My mistake, hasn't been made yet, but it is coming. So we are going to default back to that, but at least you have all the card options in there that you could ever want. Another update that we've done is we made the members in the group alphabetical, so you don't have to look for them anymore. So it's easily, all the names are alphabetical. Just scroll down to find who's in your groups. Let's see, in the gift store. So we made a change to the gift store where most books can now only be purchased with expense. So that's a major one, even for you point users. This was done mainly because Arthur books, which means books that we publish internally here at the corporate office, such as Beach Money, such as Human Connection, are now considered business building tools, and like other business building tools, the volume will not be paid out on these types of books. The prices that you see listed for these books is the suggested retail price for them. The only exception to this is books purchased from a vendor. So we have like journals in the gift store that can still be purchased with points and not just expense. So just keep that in mind as you're looking. We had a couple of people call in about that this week, so just want to get that out there.
I'll jump in right here.
Okay.
Again, see, we'll jump in. Our holiday gifts just went online. So
woo-hoo.
If you are looking to get all of your holiday things out the door and set it and forget it, now's your time. You've got all of the holiday gifts are available, and those just went up in the last few days. So make sure you go check that out, and if you want to get your card scheduled, get them scheduled and use those gifts now.
So when we're sending holiday gifts, we're talking not only Thanksgiving, but Christmas?
Christmas, yes, holiday gifts. So the Christmas holiday season, yep, you got it.
Excellent. So again, guys, you got some extra points out there, go send some gifts. Okay, some other updates that have happened over the last 2 week period. When sending to a group, while on the order screen, you can now remove individuals from the group so you can send to specific people. So it was set up before, whereas you sent to a group call, let's say SOC corporate office, you couldn't remove someone that you know is no longer working here, but now the whole list of the group is there, so you can remove individuals and only send to who you want. So that's pretty major. Let's see, what else? If you send a card and use the insert name option, before when you went to the card history, it was only showing insert name, but we changed it back to how it used to be, where now the actual name of the recipient is showing. So you can see who you actually sent it to and see the card as the person is going to see it. Let's see. I think that's it for the major site updates. Some bug fixes that have happened over the last couple of weeks. We had, when we launched the flat cards for the apps, we did introduce a problem with some layouts missing from the iOS and Droid apps. That got fixed pretty quickly. And first off, I want to give a shout out to our IT team, who's been doing a spectacular job getting stuff done, creating new stuff, but mostly getting bugs fixed as quickly as possible.
Knocking it out of the park.
So they're making my life a lot easier. So thank you guys. So we got the layouts missing that was fixed. We had flat cards in the iOS app showing wrong layouts for the back panel. That got fixed. A major issue, images not displaying when uploading a new photo. So that got fixed. So hopefully photos are being uploaded quickly and correctly. People were getting errors when they were editing the information for a contact. So we got that fixed, so you should be able to go in and make any changes you want for your contacts or your, in your relationship manager. Let's see what else here. We have problems for contacts that have company names listed. When you go to the checkout or the order page, the company name was not listed. So that was a little confusing, but we got that fixed for you. During the ad recipient process, if you search for a group, the info typed in the search bar would stay there, so you couldn't bring up any other results. It just kept cycling over and over. So we got that fixed, so there's no confusion as to what you're searching for. And what other ones? Really, I think that's all the major ones actually for the last couple of weeks that we need to address. We have a lot of other things coming up that should be fixed this week. If you're part of my weekly update on Fridays, look for that. So we'll get that information out there. And
the other one last thing, Canada Post.
Canada Post. You Canadians.
Yeah, there. Just for those that don't know, there has been a 3-week rotating strike going on in Canada for the past 3 weeks. That's about it.
So what does that mean? Is all Canada on strike, or is it just...
No, it's not all Canada. It affects different counties, different provinces, different... I mean, it changes pretty much on a daily basis, and it's rotating strikes that only hit 24 hours in each area when it does hit. And it's not causing too much of a delay on our end as of yet. Just know that we are keeping apprised of the situation. We look into it daily. We have a plan to move forward. If there is a bigger strike that is announced or anything changes with that, we'll definitely be in communication with our field as usual through SOC updates or social media, things like that. So just know that as of right now, everything is business as usual for us here. But if that is to change because of something that Canada Post does, we'll definitely notify, we'll definitely notify y'all of it, and we'll make sure to take care of you as much as we can. So,
excellent.
Throwing that out there.
So you'll know when we know what's going on. Okay. Well, I think that pretty much does it for this time frame. We'll get back together again in a couple of weeks. Remember, we do this call every first and third Tuesday and Thursday of the month. But the recording of the call is also available online in our resource center under Breaking News. So again, you can share this information with anyone you want. So make sure you get it out there. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, any issues, we're coming up in the holiday season. I'd like to get some feedback from you as to how things are going. Let me know. Send me an email at wmcfashion@centocars.com. Okay, so we'll talk again in a couple of weeks. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bye, guys.
Bye.